Now, just to finish us off, there's a very nice paper which has been published in the journal Science this week. It's by researchers in Zurich, Donald Hilvert and his colleagues. And this caught my eye because it's intriguing what they're doing. They've been looking at an enzyme which is called lumazine synthase. It's actually involved in making one of the B vitamins, vitamin B2, riboflavin. That's not so important as the fact that when you make this lumazine synthase inside a bacterial cell, what the enzyme does is it groups together with other enzymes of the same kind, and they assemble automatically into a sort of ball. But this is a hollow ball, so you could potentially put something inside it. And what this group do is, in E. coli, which they're genetically modifying, they make this enzyme, make these balls, but they've changed the amino acid sequence inside the balls a little tiny bit, so it has a strong negative charge. And what they're then able to do is to make the bacteria make other things, including things which are normally so toxic that the bacteria wouldn't be able to make them. And because they've tagged those toxic things with a positive charge, what happens is that when the bacteria make them, they then get packaged inside these little footballs that are being made inside the bacteria, and so the bacteria remain viable and don't die. And this potentially could be one way that you could make bacteria make the currently unmakeable, because we want to use bacteria to make chemicals which we could use as drugs or other therapeutics or for other forms of research, and some things just can't be made because they kill the bacteria when they try to make them. These ones, though, have got round it because the toxic stuff just gets packaged inside the balls where it can't do any harm, and re-extracting it is very easy because all you do is bust open the bacteria, you separate out these little footballs, and then you break those open, and the stuff that you've been making, which is packaged inside, comes out and you can then use it. Isn't that intriguing?
Interesting stuff. Well, if you'd like to read up on anything we've covered so far this week, the references and the transcripts for each of the news stories we've discussed are online at thenakedscientist.com/news.